Here you can see the chapel of Notre Dame de Bonne Garde, Our Lady of Safeguard, which is also called the Chapel of Notre Dame du May, Our Lady of May. You are in the heart of the mountains of Cap Sissier. Go towards the remains of the tower, which is situated on square just in front of the chapel. Built in the 14th century and then rebuilt in the 16th, this dry stone tower called Fire Watch Tower, Feu de Garde or Faro, served as an early warning system. It was here that the keeper lit a fire to guide ships or alert people to the arrival of an enemy fleet. It also warned the inhabitants of C4 and the surrounding region of any imminent danger. This tower is one of the many testimonies to the strategic position of Cap Sissier, which protected the coast from pirate or barbarian raids. But in 1625, lightning struck the keeper's hut and it also damaged the tower, though it spared the people who were on duty. In recognition of this, the Brotherhood of the Grey Penitents decided to place the mountain under the Lord's protection and erected a cross there. A solemn procession was organized along with a collection, which paid for the construction of an initial chapel called Notre Dame de Bonne Garde. In the interior of the sanctuary, a statue of the Virgin refers to an inscription written above the entrance. It says, Posuerunt me custodem, which translates as, They have made me the guardian. People very quickly flocked to the chapel. The grey penitents then decided to build something bigger, the building you see here. As soon as it was built, a pilgrimage took place from the church of Notre Dame de l'Assomption, which is today situated in the town centre. The route passed through the Chemin des Oratoires, shrines representing the 12 stations of the cross. Access to the chapel was difficult and some of the pilgrims imposed further mortifications on themselves, such as walking barefoot. All along the route, they could stop at the shrines. Of the original 12 shrines, only 8 remain today. When there were crowds, Mass was held outside in the square in front of the chapel. Today, this is still a very popular pilgrimage. It takes place on the 1st of May each year, and pilgrims from all around the region take part. If you wish to enjoy a moment of contemplation, the chapel is open to the public during services, as well as every day during the month of May. You can thus see the many votive offerings left by families giving thanks for sailors saved from the sea. Now walk towards the square in front of the chapel and have a look at the view. Over many strolls, George Sand described this walk with much emotion.
To our left, Cap Sissier's sawtooth profile plunges extremely brutally into the sea. On the right, the broken cliffs round little by little the harshness of their shape as they jump elegantly onto the beach at Brusque and the islands.
If the weather is good, you can see on your right the Ile de Rieux, in front of Marseille, with the famous Bec de l'Aigle, Eagle's Beak, Rock of La Ciota, as well as the Calanque or Inlets of Cassis. On the left, you can see the islands of Hyères and the Gien Peninsula. To the northeast on your left, you can also see the natural harbour of Toulon.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audiovisit.